I would like to jump in and just say that the Healing Love Lotion does calm herpes down.
Oh, absolutely.
From what I've been told, the sooner you put it on, you can actually stop the eruption and the pain. I've had several people tell me that they have put it on herpes outbreak, and it has taken the pain out within several hours. It's gone. I don't know in this chronic case, but it's worth a try. It's solving the problem, but it is giving some relief.
That's not necessarily so, because it is a pro-inflammatory process, and also there's a big emotional charge to a chronicity of any infection, inflammation like that. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because that Healing Love Lotion is so overlooked and so underutilized. And it is absolutely one of the things that I use rubbed in at the brain stem, the nape of the neck, and also over the sacral plexus for people with neurological disorders, neurological Lymes, herpes. We see subacute meningitis from viruses, especially staph strep from early childhood. You start to take case histories and go back to the original sin. I can't tell you how many cases we've resolved using a staph strep antitoxin in the right combination, right dosage with these other tools. And that's also from Complimed. They're one of the few people still has that.
Thank you.
Yeah, the Healing Love is incredible for application over the thymus, over the thyroid, at the brainstem and the location of pain. Much different than the other creams and sprays and so forth.
Right. Since we're talking about Healing Love, I might as well throw this in. We just finished a study with, of all people, estheticians working on their clients, and they come in and they see an awful lot of emotional upset. So just for something for calming their patients down, they started applying it just to the forehead and over the heart chakra on patients, and 100% success.
Wow.
They tested it on 30 patients, and 30 patients went away with a smile on their face and said thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, the patients, it was blind because the patients didn't know anything about what the esthetician was doing. They would come in and they would be crying because they had a big fight with their husband, or they broke up with a boyfriend, or their dog just died, or they're PMSing, or they're doing, you know, whatever is going on, and they're a wreck. And so they were just instructed to just apply it to their forehead and their chest as part of their normal thing, not really saying anything to the client, and that, and they got 100% of people coming out saying it was the best facial they ever had. So glad that they came in. They feel so much better now. 100%.
Wow.
Yeah, what the Healing Love does is it unlocks the fear and anger.
Exactly.
And what you have with this gal with her herpes that's in a chronic state is that she had become the infection. And so what she has to do is let that go, first of all, because she is completely connected to the fact it's now her. So she has an emotional attachment to the wound. She was violated in her second chakra. So out of that, she feels undone and unstable, everything else that goes with that. So the Healing Love applied takes the pain out, but it also restores the emotion and sends her to the vibration of love rather than fear and hate. If you can get her to then do an emotional release of letting go and tag the person where she believes she was violated and it became the problem, there's always the event, there's always the, oh my God, and then we go through that drama, right?
Mm-hmm.
She still relives it every time that lesion comes up, and when the lesions don't go away, she stays attached. So she has to emotionally let that go. Healing Love will help her because it'll take the pain out and it'll shorten the actual recovery time, which is obviously what she's after.
Yeah.
What she also has, as we all know, is that this thing is a virus. In my clinical experience, a nano silver saturated in a cotton ball over the lesion, left on overnight while they're sleeping, will resolve the acute infection that's going on. It'll kill the zone that's there.
Okay. What strength of nano silver is that?
Well, they're different. There are different companies out there, and they have them at a level of, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 parts per million. But you're looking for a nano, because what a nano does is if the particle size is less than approximately 300 nanometers, it'll get past the cellular membrane and actually inactivate the virus. The problem with other topicals and other antivirals that are on the market is that they cannot penetrate or get past the cell wall cell membrane.
Right.
Okay, so the point is it's got to be a nano. Soluble silver, which is kind of nationwide, but it's only about 5-10 parts per million. But that is a knock the symptom out, take the inflammation down, resolve the acute flare. The other issues is getting to the complete cure, which is reestablishing the energy to that chakra base, which goes back to the other things that Jeff's talked about and restoring the integrity of the whole system endocrinology-wise, coupling that with taking advantage of the antiviral capability. So like the chronic immune as a tincture that's on an extended basis, because what you want to do is keep the immune system at high alert to be able to keep this under control. And then also by having the topical application, at least there is a sense of relief and they have an ability to get this under control if it comes out again. So it keeps the fear, frustration, panic under control. Healing love allows her to vibrate to a higher level, so that makes it easier for her to let it go.
Thank you. This is exactly the piece that I think will resolve that. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What about one other thing? Forgiveness.
Forgiveness, yeah. I was going to say, Dr. Davis did the whole thing on forgiveness before, and I'm like, yeah, these two really go together for the.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They do.
In the letting go process, if they actually take a few drops before they do the emotional part, it's much more profound.
Okay.
What it does is it sets. The thing that I use in our practice with our patients and folks that are confused is that when you go to a football game, everybody's doing rah-rah. I'll actually see people who don't even want to be there, they get involved with the rah-rah. Right?
Oh.
So herd immunity. So what you do is, subtle energy is just that. It's the rah-rah energies to get the thing moving to the level of the heel. You're raising the vitality, you're raising the awareness, you're raising the systems. So the things that Yuri has done in his brilliance to give us tools. So like Jeff started out, if I'm a carpenter and I just got a hammer in my toolbox, then all my problems are nails. But if I have a collection of things that I can use, then I can make some beautiful architecture, beautiful stairways, etc., because I have the tools to do the precise carving and also to create the right feel that I'm wanting to put together. So in the kaleidoscope of energies that have been created, we have the ability to affect the emotional body and raise it to a level or encourage it to the level to be able to put it to a state that the person can actually heal. Because healing and chronic illness, as Jeff and I have observed, and many of us have, is something gone wrong in the heart. There's an emotional, broken heart or hard heart, angry heart, something going on.
Uh-huh.
So out of that, we have the emotions of fear, and the antidote to fear is love, and also there is forgiveness, which is the antidote to the hate. So we eliminate the fear of hate by two simple remedies.
This is profound. Thank you.
Yep.